PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Happy Halloween. We got to break down our favorite past Halloween costumes because there are so many of them.
There's so many.
At least for me in the last 40 years. I'm fine, really.
My God. Get a grip, bro. I think that was like such a wide-eyed awakening this morning when I said, Moose, do you have any past Halloween costumes you would like me to post in the Halloween montage shout-out that I'm doing on Instagram? He's like, no, like, I don't really. Well, there might be one. He sent me 7 costumes. He's like, I couldn't possibly. Sends airdrops me like 9 photos. I'm like, right, of course.
Yeah, here they are.
So with that being said, I was thinking, why don't we go through some of our past Halloween costumes and rank our faves? Because I have mine for sure. And I know you pass up no opportunity to dress up whatsoever.
That's right.
So we'll do that. And then we'll go through like some of the most popular Halloween costumes over this past decade.
We know what the number one costume was last year. It was Barbie. What is it this year for 2024?
This year, I'm not really... Hannah, please look that up. I'm not really too sure what people are going to be or what was the most popular. But I think what I love about Halloween... What I did love about Halloween so much was I loved being super niche. I didn't like doing things that everybody else was going to be. Like, I liked having people.
Beetlejuice. Yes, yeah, that tracks. Of course. I was going to say, you got to think of what's the hottest movie coming out. And yes, it's the remake of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. So, if you go to our Instagram, at 98pxyrochester, we posted some of our past Halloween costumes up there for you. This year, my girlfriend and I were chimp crazy. So if you haven't seen that docuseries on HBO Max, it's basically Tiger King, but with chimps. This girl named Tanya is absolutely crazy. She's literally like...
She's in love with an ape.
Insane. And she's in love with a chimp. So I was Tanya and my girlfriend was a literal chimp, full-fledged costume. And then Moose is riding a Harley Davidson in a Robin costume. Did you get this professionally done?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it took a lot of shots.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
This one gets the crowd going hard. Picture it. It's 2005.
How old were you?
I'm in fifth grade.
You're 9 years old.
Uh-huh. And I looked at my parents and I was like, I want to be goth for Halloween.
They're
They're like, you want to be goth? I'm like, yeah, I just want to be like goth. Like, that's going to be my costume. They're like, okay, you're deeply disturbed. So if you go to our Instagram at 98pxyrochester, give us a follow. I'll follow you back.
Now, I have
I have a full yellow mohawk with a clothespin through my nose.
That's my favorite photo of you. A young Breezy.
The eyeliner.
Now, if you scroll all the way down to those photos, you're going to see the last picture. And I just want to clear this up. Most people think in that photo that I dressed up as a pimp. That is not the case. That is Leon. And Leon is a vacuum cleaner salesman, and he goes door to door to sell vacuums. Yes, he has a goatee and wears a fur coat with a lot of gold chains, but he is not a pimp. Nothing he does is illegal. Probably one of my all-time favorite Halloween costumes.
Is Leon someone you made up?
Yeah.
That is just a character you made up in your own head.
That is a popular Halloween costume because the year later, everybody was going, it's vacuum cleaner salesman.
Who? What year was
people
this?
In Lake California in 2000?
I don't 2012. Believe anything that's coming out of your mouth right now.
2012. You weren't there. You had to be there, though.
Hannah has to do research. Google was 2012 the year for vacuum salesman Halloween.
No. Click on Leon Halloween costumes 2012.
I just don't understand. I talked about this. What was it? Yesterday, 2 days ago. I was in college. I went behind the back of a dumpster at the movie theater at the cinema in Oswego.
Yes.
I got the leftover popcorn. They gave it to me. And then I just individually hot glued pieces of popcorn to my wife beater. And we actually got after it. What is this? An anteater?
No, that's Elf. Does any of you guys, 585-252-9800, remember the TV show Elf from the 90s?
No.
One of my favorite shows of all time. Yeah, we've talked about Elf on this show. So basically, Elf was like his UFO crashed on Earth in a suburban garage okay? His spaceship is beyond repair. He's ugly. He's short. He's got a really bad attitude. He loves eating cats, okay? And
you're so weird.
A family just kind of takes him into their home. And it was a sitcom in the 90s, and it was huge. Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows.
Wow, very neat.
It was on NBC for a long time.
Thank you for tapping into that. when I was in college, all the girlies would dress up as iPods. So we would get duct tape dresses on, which,
yeah.
To my surprise, you were supposed to put a cloth dress underneath the duct tape. I just duct taped it to my skin.
Oh.
So that was tough.
Oh, did you really?
I
Why?
Did. I don't. I was probably already drunk when I was putting it on. But anyways, iPod, duct tape dresses, all of the things. I absolutely love it. 2010, the most popular costume was Lady Gaga.
Yes, Lady Gaga.
2011, the most popular costume was Snooki in The Situation. Which, I mean, we love the Jersey Shore. Do we not?
We love Jersey Shore. Jeanette wants to know if she can get in on this. She goes, "Hi guys, good morning. Funniest one in recent memory, someone dressed as a CVS receipt."
Mm-hmm.
They had like 2 feet of paper with all the coupons and rewards and everything printed on it. That is a tedious costume to make.
I think one of my favorite things about Halloween is like you take a really, really pretty girl. Like she knows she's drop dead gorgeous and she could rock any sexy Halloween costume, but she decides to go as like the grandma from Shrek 2.
Yeah.
It's like go off. You know what I mean? Like go all the way off.
So good. I love the creative ones though.
Mm-hmm.
I was a tornado once. I had chickens, cows, barns, trees all attached to my black dress. And when people asked what I was, I just started spinning.
Dude, oh,
that's creative.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right. Coolio.
You remember Heidi Klum wore that costume? She was just a giant worm?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Was that for Halloween or was that just carpet?
Yeah, I think it was like a Halloween red carpet event she went to.
Right.
It was phenomenal.
So good. So good.
Hannah, favorite Halloween costume of all time?
That I've done or in general?
That you've done. Come on over. Hold on, guys. She has to walk over the mic.
I have to speak on this for a moment. In middle school, I was a candy wrapper.
Yeah.
So I had like a backwards hat and a gold chain, and then I just taped candy wrappers to my sweatshirt.
Was it like a slutty costume?
No, it was a cool costume. Yeah, I was 12.
Oh! I misread that.
So it was candy wrapper.
Wow, Hannah, that's super original. I love that.
It's like an old butterscotch candy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, for everyone dressing up tonight, you will not need to, like we've been saying, you will not need to wear a jacket. It's going to be a high of 78.
Yeah, almost 80 degrees. We're setting records here tonight. And also, by the way, guys, I know some of you are going to go trick-or-treating tonight. Whatever you choose to do, just be safe. Pay attention to your surroundings. You know, brass knuckles, stun guns, tasers, the ball and chain with the spikes.
Pepper spray if you guys need any. A lot of pepper spray.
It's like putting the fear in people in their neighborhoods. We're just, you know, we're looking after you. That's all. Happy Halloween, you guys. PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.